This is Tom Donahue. We're broadcasting in stereo, and we're going to work out a bit with Kaleidoscope. I had made the statement one night here that I'd heard something about them breaking up, but since then I've heard that they definitely are going to hold it all together, and I sure hope so, because I've always liked the sound.
First bit you. When it's done, you won't. see two pillows there, but only see one here. But it was good. Oh, oh, and it's good for you.
Come here, let's kind of talk it over, hmm? I see you watching me that last song there through that window. You were smiling. You never been in a studio before? You never been out with a rock and roll star? Oh, excuse me, I mean star, you know. You say you got some money, honey? Yeah, well, let's go across the street and get a cheeseburger. I want mine with mayonnaise and...
Kaleidoscope, one of those great sort of groupie raps, and we'll be hearing more from them in just a minute or so.
Hello. This is Yogi Fernandez speaking. I am the spiritual advisor of KSAN. Some of my disciples have indicated that they are receiving my message only with the greatest of difficulty. If you are having trouble receiving KSAN in all of its spiritual glory, I highly recommend lighting incense and placing it above the loudspeaker. If this is not completely effective, a chanting of the Krishna Gautama Mando Sutra will clear up all the difficulty. Or you could throw away that Mickey Mouse radio and buy a new stereo set. Or you can send a self-stamped addressed envelope to KSAN 211 Sutter Street in San Francisco for a simple instruction sheet that will enable you to construct your own simple antenna. For the slower members of our audience, I will repeat the address. Antenna, KSAN, 211 Sutter Street, San Francisco. Shante.
This is Tom Donahue. We're cooking along. Got another three to go. And we're going to be hearing here from our friends in Kaleidoscope one more time, and we'll follow that with a little Buffy St. Marie.
Woke up this morning happy as could be. Looked out my window, what did I see? Coming up my sidewalk just as plain as day. Well, here come trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, trouble.
Thank you.
That's Buffy St. Marie. Buffy got married last year. She married somebody who's very big in surfing. And I heard they were going to live in Hawaii, because I think that's where he lives. I don't know, just Buffy St. Marie and the kind of song she sings and what she represents as a spokesman for Indians in this country. And then the surfer thing, just trying to make the Beach Boys link it. I couldn't quite make it all come out.
Youth hostels. Hey, you know, you've heard about it. If you've been traveling around Europe, they have youth hostels all over the place. Well, now there's a lot of them in the United States, too. They're all over the world. You can get a list of all the youth hostels and where they are by contacting the Golden Gate Council, the American Youth Hostels. You have to write to them, 625 Polk Street, for a very low membership fee. You get that. It's about $4, I guess. You get a whole list of places to stay anywhere you go. And it really is worthwhile because most of them are pretty cheap. American Youth Hostels, 625 Polk Street, San Francisco.
This is Tom Donahue. We're broadcasting in stereo, and I have things for you here from the Youngbloods. This is a group that got its start in New York and then moved to San Francisco. And they've been in the Bay Area for some time now, and everybody likes them. It's groovy to come across a group like that that people dig. Dig them not only as performers, because they're always consistently putting out good music, good show, but also as individual people. The Youngbloods, pick up on their sound.
think it's true. They might drop me in the ocean. I swim to the bank and crawl home to you. I ain't that loving you, babe.
I just went to play the Youngblood's Darkness, Darkness, which is a tape of a recording they made and wanted RCA Victor to release as a single. And RCA just didn't feel it was the right sort of thing. So I imagine it'll show up in the next LP. They're overdue for a third LP from RCA Victor. Really talented group that I don't think has always been given the best treatment and the best exposure. Anyway, we have Darkness, Darkness on tape. And we have it on a cartridge, very similar to the cartridge you have for home use, that eventually will encompass most of the popular music in this country, I think. You're just a couple of years away from being all tape. So I put it in the machine and I give it a push and nothing happens. Is it playing at all in the air?
No.
Nothing. Nada. Because it evidently wasn't queued up. So I can sit and wait. I can rap, just keep talking until it happens. Wait a second. I think it happened.
No?
Yeah. Yeah? Rachel says no. Rachel knows. I am not too much of an expert on the equipment. The best I get out of most of it is confusing. Well, let me figure something else we can play by the Youngbloods, because there's a lot of groovy things, and then we'll get to Darkness, Darkness. Here's one that Fred Neil wrote, and he's probably best known for the recording of it he got from 11 Spoonful. It's called The Other Side of His Life.
Sap of this life, I believe.
Well, now we've got it going, I hope. Here's the Youngbloods, Darkness, Darkness.
Be my pillow, take my hand and let me sleep in the coolness of your shadow, in the silence of your deep darkness. Darkness, hide my yearning for the things that cannot be. Keep my mind from constant turning toward things I cannot see now. Things I cannot see now. Things I cannot see. Darkness, 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 long and lonesome is the day.
Your diamond, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your cars. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. her diamonds and tiaras by the score. Now she gets her kicks in Stepney, not in Knightsbridge anymore. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now you've got some diamonds, and you will have some others, but you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Gonna do a set now with the Rolling Stones and Jagger singing mostly about chicks.
Even though you're wearing them,
We're going to do a whole series of songs here from Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones on the subject of the ladies. And as we go through them, I want you to note the differences in the manner in which Jagger uses to sing. When the Rolling Stones' first record came out, I remember a friend of mine saying, hey, I really like this sound. He says, weird, no one in the group really plays. And he said, they don't have a singer. And a lot of people used to rap Jagger pretty hard as a singer. But I think a lot of people listen to him awful hard, too. And if you do that, you'll see how he's built and changed his style. And we'll finish off the whole thing with something from the recent LP, and you get him up to the minute.
Sweet Lady J, when I see you again, your servant am I, and will humbly remain. Just heed this plea, my love, on bended knees, my love, I pledge myself to Lady J. My dear Lady Anne, I've done what I can. I must take my leave, for promised I am. My love, your time has come, my love, I pledge my troth to Lady J.
To me.
just kept to herself under my thumb. Well, I can still look at someone else. It's down to me. Oh, that's what I say. The way she talks when she's spoken to, down to me. The change has come. She's under my thumb. Say, sorry.
We're listening to the Rolling Stones, and it's Songs About the Girls. Got a couple more to go. Mick Jagger singing. Let's see what I've been through to date so you can get it all in your head. We had Play With Fire, and then Down Home Girl, Lady Jane, and Under My Thumb. Coming up, a cut from their Satanic Majesty's Request called She's a Rainbow. And then we go to the very latest LP of the Rolling Stones, and that's Beggar's Banquet. And the song we're going to hear from Beggar's Banquet is Stray Cat Blues.
Color. don't really miss your mother. You look so scared, I'm not old man, baby. She's wider than you. Why don't you bring her upstairs? It's just so wide that she keeps on in through. It's no hanging matter. It's no capital crime. Oh yeah. Don't stay back. Oh yeah. Don't scratch like that. She never saw ya scratch my back.
Rolling Stones, and really sounded nice too. Got more Stones for you. Going to play a cut that they did shortly after their Possessions bust in England, one that caused so much newspaper hassle and so much grief. And other groups were rushing to their verbal defense. Some of them, like Who, went out and recorded Stone songs to sort of say, "Hey, we're on your side." And this record is called We Love You. It has, at the beginning, a sort of jail door slamming. So I hope you can pick up on. This is a stereo version of it.
Thank you. You never listen to my advice. You don't try very hard to please me. With what you know, it should come easy. Well, this could be the last time. This could be the last time, baby.
Oh,